All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, I'm Jake Voracek, and you're watching Nasty Knuckles.
You're listening to Nasty Knuckles, the Hockey Outlaws podcast, with your host, Terry Nasty Suttermeyer, and former Philadelphia Flyer enforcer, Riley Cote, as they go behind the scenes with your favorite NHL players. Time to face off.
All right, welcome back. What's happening, Nasty?
What's up, Regarelia? Happy Valentine's
Happy
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Love are you?
Oh.
My goodness. How's it
you
going,
know
buddy?
That. Pretty good.
I know.
Strong day.
You're a lover, not a fighter.
And that's the truth.
You used to be the other way around. Yeah. Well, you were both.
I was both.
Now you're just a lover.
Yeah. How about yours?
Yeah, no, didn't do a damn thing.
No.
Took Elvis to
spent
practice.
A little time at the hockey rink.
Spent more time at the rink. Yeah. And Elvis finally getting a little better. He's been sick, so took him to practice. He battled through. He looked tired, poor little bugger, but it was a good day. Good day. You know, I didn't receive any chocolates.
Or no, nothing.
Any,
no roses.
Be my Valentine. I didn't get anything. But it's okay. I have you.
Every day is a Valentine's Day
Debo,
for you.
I have Debo, you, and Baller.
We're always sending
and
you
Elby,
love.
And my daughters.
You're in good.
But anyway, good buddy, Sean Couturier.
Yeah. Congrats.
Congrats, Coots. Awesome.
It's about
Very
time.
Very well deserved. Yeah, it's about time. You know, I guess probably Torch wanted to assess the team. Obviously, not even being funny about it. Like, just watch him for over a year. I know he said he wasn't going to name one this year either, but I think it's a pretty good call. I think you could have gone a couple ways with that. Obviously, but the leadership group, obviously with Lotz being there and Travis Konechny, congratulations to him
yeah,
as,
TK
well.
As well. Yep.
I mean, he wears his heart on his sleeve. The way he plays, I mean, it's a no-brainer to me for a guy like TK. But so happy for Coots because he's one of those. He's not the loudest guy, but he plays hard and he plays with emotion and he's good in the room and he settles things down and he's a great player.
Yeah, no
so
doubt.
So I'm happy for him.
Yeah, and I like this announcement at this kind of juncture in the season, right?
Yeah.
It's the Flyers are a legit team.
Yeah.
I mean, they're continuing to grow and evolve. 4-game winning streak.
Yeah.
I know they had, you know, 5-game losing streak there before, but nonetheless, they've been As consistent as you can get throughout
yes.
a season. Their identity has been created and solidified. So I think adding a captain at this time in place of the season seems fitting. I mean, yeah, you know, say adding a captain is announcing a captain, because I don't think anybody expected the season to go like this. And, you know, to add a captain, right, name a captain in the middle of the year when the team is not a playoff contender, it's kind of meaningless. But the reality is they're a legitimate team, and they keep proving everyone wrong, and they got an identity and a culture created there. And I think it's a smart move by Torts and the coaching staff and the organization. So
I love it, and the trading deadline is nearing. I think it probably puts away the idea of Travis Konecny being traded. I would think now, obviously, anything's probably possible, but I would just hate to see the team get rid of him. I'm not sure how much you could get that replaces a guy like that.
Guys are hard to come by. The guys that can score and make plays, compete like a prick.
He just competes. And he's a prick, and I mean it in a good way. Teams hate to play against him. Yes, he's
those are hard to
come
by, those guys.
Exactly. It's that type of player is fading, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But you see it. He's kind of like a Marchand, if you will. You know, that's the way Brad Marchand plays the game. And people love to hate him, but boy, you'd take him on your team in a second.
Yeah.
And TK's the same way, and, you know, made the All-Star team this year, which we had already talked about. But nice to see, and like you said, I think it was good timing.
Yeah.
I think it was good timing to announce these guys.
Yeah. So, I loved it. Loved the announcement. Caught me off guard.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that. But
yeah, Baller broke the news, I think, to everyone.
I think so.
He put it out
reposted
there.
The flyers.
Or was Debo? Debo, had you awakened yet? We had a suspension.
I saw that.
A 5-gamer.
Yeah, did you expect that?
My I didn't expect the hardest slap shot contest in the middle, right at the end of the game. But our good buddy, Ridley Gregg, who obviously his dad's a scout for the Flyers, Mark Gregg, good friend of mine and yours, and you know, it's funny. I talked to Jay Rosehill about it because obviously he's big time in the Leaf Nation there, and they're covering all that. And he just laughed. I sent him a text and he called me and he goes, man, he goes, dude, I love that shit.
Yeah.
He goes, if I'm on the Sens, I'm like, fuck yeah. And if I'm on the Leafs, I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, totally.
You know, and so it's like the other night when they played their next game, the first touch he had, the fucking place went nuts, I guess. Big applause for Ritter, when he touched the puck. But your thoughts as a player, I kind of know what you would probably say. But for me, obviously, I didn't play. But there's a few ways I looked at it. Like, maybe Ritter had scored in a while, and he's like, and he buries it. But I know it's a rivalry there with Toronto and Ottawa. I can't blame Riley for going at him. I don't think he intentionally cross-checked him in the face.
No?
But I don't think so, man. Like, maybe he did. But, like, why not just grab him and fight, But
the
Maple Leafs, Reeves is on the bench, so that's not going to happen. But what are your thoughts as a former player?
Well, I kind of agree with Rosie on this. Like, I like both sides of it, right?
Yeah.
I love what Ridley did.
Yeah.
I mean, man, talk about sprinting up the ice. Oh. Like, this guy wanted that bad. I did not expect a bomb at the top of the crease. The crease. And be able to not fall into the boards. I'm thinking, either he's going to blow a wheel and blow this thing up. But, I mean, yeah, there's a rivalry there. He's passionate. He's a young guy. Yeah. Like, was he thinking about that when he's cruising down the ice? I don't know if he was. But, either way. Was it that big of a deal at the end of the day?
Right.
Probably not, but I understand. Like, if I was Riley in that situation or their team, I'd be furious too. I'd be like, this is disrespectful. Where's the, where's the
code.
Respect? Yeah, respect. All this stuff, the code, all that. So I understand what Riley was doing. Did I expect him to come out guns a-blazing with a cross-check to the face?
Right.
No. I mean, the guy would... had no penalty minutes.
It's in January. What, did he have his first penalty in January?
Yeah, no doubt.
Except for the lady Bing, for God's sake.
No kidding. So to come out with, a nice little cross-check to the face was a little bit out of character, it seems like. But again, I see the frustrations. It's an emotional game. No one likes to lose, and certainly no one likes to get it shoved up their ass like that. So,
right.
I didn't think he was... I didn't think he's going to get 5 games. I thought maybe 3, but, I understand what they're trying to do and set the tone with that. But, interesting situation. It's going to make for some nice future games coming
up. Yeah, well,
up.
I was going to say, might be, might be some fireworks next time they play. And I saw a clip of Brady Tkachuk talking about it, and he obviously loved it.
Oh,
he's laughing, and he's like, well, we're in one. He said something like that, you know. And but he kind of said, you know, Ritter, if you know him, like, he's just such a good kid, which – you know, I've known him since he was a little guy. He is a great kid, a great family, obviously, mm-hmm. from, you know, Mark. And it was funny, they showed Twiggy, his mom, Cindy, her nickname's Twiggy, but see her sitting in the stands. And I want to talk to, I haven't talked to Gregory. I just want to be like,
we got to get him on.
Yeah, we have to, just to ask him, you know, about that. But I didn't really have a problem with it. But I do understand why you're going after him. But I also said to Rosie, I said, you know, we watch a lot of Rosie's stuff that they're doing. You know, we're kind of affiliated with them. But, you know, it's almost like it's about time they showed some emotion of some sort.
Yeah.
Because they really don't have a lot, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Now, we don't watch the Leafs as much as we're paying attention to the Flyers and you know, our stuff. But anyway, I thought it was kind of funny, and I loved it.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's like you took a slapper on empty net. Like, really? Like, is it that big of a day? It was a clapper. I mean, full speed clapper.
That's what he said. He might have won the contest at the All-Star game.
Oh, totally.
With that one.
He was guns a-blazing, man.
He sure was. We're going to maybe break some news a little bit later, but I just want to touch on Blue Jackets let go Yarmo, their GM, this morning.
Yep.
Could be a surprise to our guest, who was a surprise as well. But did you see it coming?
No. Well, yeah, I guess, yeah, I could say I seen it coming. I seen it coming way back when, you know. he's dodged a few bullets.
He really has, man. And the team just, they just can't seem to get it going.
No.
I watched quite a bit of their games and they're just something's.
He's got to stop the bleeding.
You have to stop the bleeding, and I guess he's the guy that had to take the fall. So heard nothing but good things about him, though. Honestly, so wish him well. And he had a long run there in Columbus. Been there a while.
Yeah,
so
just survived the whole Babcock.
Yeah. That's the one
travesty.
We should maybe get Commie on the phone here. Ask him how he does.
Survive that.
Like, you survived.
You know
that.
He's a good guy to survive that.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. Right? JD must have just finally been like, all right, you had the bulletproof vest on for the Babsy, but we're going to have to do something now. So I guess he's taking over in the interim. So my boy.
Cass. Is he back?
We're back. I don't need to practice.
No, why would he? He's cruising down the left
definitely
right
got to get a hold of him.
Is it official?
Good to see. I saw, he's skating with their minor league, their affiliate in American League, and he actually was buzzing up and down the ice. I saw a few clips of him. He's like, we've talked about it before, he's like freaking nature, man.
He could take like 2 or 3 years off even and just come out there and
just
be explosive.
Fly. Yeah. So yeah, he looked actually pretty good, but obviously it's a lot different when you get to game situation. But Tock and him are tight, and Tock had really, really good relationship with him. I remember even when he was in Pittsburgh, he honestly said to me, I want to go with Tock in Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, you could go somewhere else, probably win. Although they were trying to get into playoffs there. Tock did a great job there, but Vancouver's a pretty damn good team and not a bad team to jump on.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially if you have a relationship like that with Tock. You want to go where someone believes in you.
Yeah,
you
he understands Phil's
exactly.
quirks.
Right,
you know?
Exactly,
like,
yeah. He's got to let him be probably a little bit, but also keep him keep him contained.
I remember I was telling the story because a lot of the kids with the Rebels, they were asking me about him, and I just go to that story when we had Joffrey Lupul on, and he said they started the game, great shift, like 40-second shift. They were all over him. Get a good chance, come back to the bench, and Phil goes, just don't think I got it tonight, boys.
tonight.
He had a great shift. It's the first 30 seconds of the game. Baller, maybe you can pull that one, but it was so funny. I don't think I got it tonight.
Imagine writing your game off.
Yeah, right.
First shift of the game, and a pretty solid one.
And
too.
A solid one. That's,
like,
that's
not good.
Loops just said it was so funny because it wasn't like they had a terrible shift, but it's the first shift, right? Yeah. Your boy Ovi.
He's back.
Is he back?
Well, six in a row.
Yeah, I know. I saw one was, I think one was an empty net. I could be wrong, baller. And I saw one bounce off a D and go in, but they don't ask how.
That's right. They ask how many.
That's what they ask.
They always ask
so
that.
So six straight, maybe he gets hot. Well, he is
seems
hot.
Like, yeah,
maybe
right.
He keeps going.
He's doing something, right? You know, yeah. Like those dry spells that you get, you're getting the chances. Obviously, he's shooting 7, 8, 9, 10 yeah. pucks a game. It's bound to go in. So the fact that they're ricocheting in or finding their way in is not a surprise. It's the way it goes. Not that I would know anything about being a sniper, but that's what I've heard coaching hockey.
Mentally,
yeah. Well, it happens.
Got a pretty cool event coming up. Actually, we have two coming up. Maybe we talk about the first one this weekend.
Well, this weekend,
Fans of Philly.
Fans of Philly Stadium Series.
Dude, so jacked.
It's finally here.
Bugs Aruni said, it's not bus A, it's bus one. I said bus A last week. My bad.
Oh, well.
We're on bus number one.
Bus number one.
Cool kids.
I love
everybody that's going is cool. So, baller jumping in the mix.
Oh, yeah.
We got to keep an eye on him. Remember at the Clear Rum Party? We lost him.
Yeah,
we lost him, and I don't know what her name was, but we lost you, baller.
It happens
to the best of us. Like you said, it's been a long time coming. So baller's coming. We're gonna have a blast. Get on that bus. Whew, I hope I can speak English by the time we get there.
I hope so too.
Well, I'll try to keep it together. It's not that far of a ride.
Yeah, you got to pace yourself.
You got to pace yourself. Take it to tables. Lighter fluid. Baller's coming off the top of the bus. He has to. It's his first one.
He's got to.
We've
got to
break him in the
initiation.
Right way. Initiation, baller. Let's do it. And then turn right around on Wednesday, 5-iron.
Whew.
I hope you've been swinging him.
I haven't, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's warming up.
Well, the
up.
Good thing is Listen you can't up. Go too far right or left because there's a screen there. But this is going to be a lot of fun, man. Our buddies from Garage Beer have set this up. Please come join us. Please come join us. It's going to be a blast.
This might be a turning point for my golf game.
I think it will be.
Confidence builder.
Well, definitely, because, I mean, it's pretty hard to miss the screen.
Yeah.
It's about 6 feet in front of you.
So just
even Debo.
Reinforcing.
I think Debo would be good on that.
I think so, too.
It's going to be a blast.
I'm looking forward to it.
Me, too. Admission is free, Riles.
Yep.
And if you want to sign up, you can go to our Linktree, or Instagram, Twitter.
YouTube.
Yes. So get on there, people. We want to see everybody out there. Me and Riles are going to take everyone down. I got a feeling.
Well, I'm going to be sitting on your shoulders, but
well,
either way, we're still
either way
take
we're doing
down.
It. We want a challenge.
We want a challenge.
Let's do it, man. I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
5-iron, 6:30.
Yes. Free admission.
Free admission. I think it's that time.
It is that time. We have a special guest. A
very special guest. Took a lot of work to get him in the studio.
It did. We thank him because he changed the schedule around a little bit for us.
Yep.
Jake Voracek. We had him on episode 5 so long ago.
Long time ago.
But if you haven't seen it, check it out because it's great. Let's do this.
Jake Voracek.
Jakey.
Let's go. This episode is brought to you by Garage Beer. Check out their beer-flavored beer. Welcome back. I'm Riley Cote.
And I'm Derek Settlemyer. And this week we have a huge surprise, Riggedy Riles.
Oh, yeah.
Young Matt came into town, and the only reason I knew was from Joe Verano because he sent me a picture because this guy won't get a hold of me ever. But he needs no introduction, but I will say he played 9 seasons in the Black and Orange. He was the 7th overall pick in 2007 NHL entry draft. The man played 1,058 games. Did you know that, Riggs?
I did, actually.
He needs no introduction, like I said. Mr. Jake Voracek.
Yeah.
Jakob, what's up, brother?
Thank you.
Welcome back.
I just have to, you did one thing wrong. I played 10 seasons for Florida.
10 seasons. Oh, I apologize. Fix that, baller, please. 10 seasons. Sorry.
All
10
good.
Seasons, but man, so good to see you, brother.
Good to see you guys. Good to be back home.
We had to steal him. We had a few of Jake's friends kidnap a van and throw him in it. But the only thing is he had to drive it.
We started in Boston. We had so much cargo that we had to pick up along the way that we had to use the van. So I drove.
Well,
I was like in that movie. What was that? A vacation movie? Remember when they driving across the country? What's his name? The actor.
Chevy Chase.
Yes.
Griswolds.
I couldn't find it. I tried to put a fucking gas in that thing. I couldn't figure out how. So I was like him. That was crazy. It was fun. But
that's an RV.
We got some. We had some cargo in Boston. We had some cargo in Philly, and we heading up up north to New York in a few hours. So I'm glad I could find the time to stop by.
Wow, we're so happy to have you, man. I miss you so much. But let's get right after it. You
gotta look like a fucking idiot with that coat on, or I'm good.
No.
Yeah, right.
I look good.
Right. Yeah, all right. I'm just making
it. Give me the hat, like Joey Mullen style right now, man. I like it.
What a legend.
What a legend. But, Jake, tell us what's going on here, man. This is unbelievable, but you got to explain it.
So, I joined this company called Tarispa and about 6-7 months ago. And we actually building exactly the same look-alike stadium models as the stadiums as it is. So we started obviously with my home teams, Flyers, Eagles, yes. Sixers. You know,
yep.
I spent here 10 years, and so I'm just glad I can show it all to you, and hopefully when you know we're gonna decide we move on with the Flyers, and in a deal that it's gonna be available for Flyers fans.
How did it all come about for you? Just buddies,
I know Michael for about, it's going to be 5 years, actually. And I knew they were in this kind of business. But, you know, when you play, you don't have time for that kind of stuff. Right. So after I retire, you know, we got to talking again. And, you know, we agree on the specifics. And what I like about this is that, for me, if you get some gift, let's say for 1,000 game, or if you get some gift for whatever reason, right. You know, like retirement, whatever, you can actually build your own stadium and you can put your memories in it, right?
Oh, yeah.
So okay. It plays the sound. You can put some songs that you like. You can put your favorite goal or favorite moment of your career, you know, that goes along with that building. And that's one of the reasons why I jump into that, because, you know, it's nothing like it, you know,
right.
Anywhere. So it's you know, if you don't mind, I might show you.
Sure.
So I'll start with the Flyers, right?
Very
when
well
you,
done.
When you turn it on. Yeah. So it plays obviously goal song, you know, anthem. I'll go step by step. So.
Any Jake memories?
I think so. I think there's first hat trick. I'm gonna get to that.
Oh
so
yeah. Let's hear it. There's the goal horn.
Right, yeah.
Score, or when they score. I'm a member of Arizona Coyotes, so
I don't know what I can say. Yeah. All right.
You have anthem, obviously. Yeah. You know, for my liking, I would put Lauren Hart there, God Bless America, along with Kate Smith. You know?
Yep.
And I think. So this is a live commentary of my first hat trick in Pittsburgh. My first and last one. No, that's actually overtime goal.
That's the overtime goal. Your first year.
OT goal in Pittsburgh. Yes.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so that's it. And that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, super neat. Well, very well done.
Oh, around. They're beautiful, too. Well, yeah. Baller gets some good pictures of them. They're unbelievable. What an idea, too. Especially, like you said, Jake, for like a huge event, 1,000th game. Riley, your one goal.
Why not?
You know, like,
Throw it on there.
And, but it's amazing.
Like, just a different color. It's a Sixers idea, right? So it's in blue.
All right.
Those are so sharp,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, but beyond the players themselves, like the fans, right? I mean, how many fans have like
we have four kind of models that
time.
you can make,
yeah.
Right? Obviously, difference on a pricing range.
Yeah,
the black and gold version, the deluxe version, which
I
is
really
the high
like
end.
That black gold. Yeah, I like the way that looks.
Yeah, and then you get a controller with that, and as a gift for Christmas for little kids, I you know, like,
yeah,
you have so many ideas with that, and I just like that idea because you can put really your emotions in it,
right?
So,
yes,
and it sticks with you. You have it in your office, you have it in your basement, yeah. So that's why I'm in the US, and
that's awesome,
amazing.
Yeah. It's how long does it take to make one of these?
If you get the stadium that you didn't make yet, it takes about a month, 3 weeks,
okay,
to kind of prepare it, everything. Wow. And then when you have it done, you can make pretty good numbers of
of those stadiums in about, I would say, you can make 500 pieces in 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. And you visited with the Flyers.
We had Eagles this morning, actually. They were very happy. Actually, we're doing it also with the glass art as well.
Okay,
so we gave them like the big glass eagle.
Yeah, I saw that. We'll show that picture.
They loved it as well. So, you know, it's just something that is connected with sport.
Yeah.
And, you know, something that I like to do. You know, I like to stay busy, so.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Yeah,
I love it. I think it's impressive. Catch.
All right, we're done. I can go.
Yeah, right?
Well, so are you coaching? Are you still doing that, assistant coaching?
Well, the deal was a part-time, right?
Okay.
So what I said was I was around Prague, and the day before the game day, I was going to be at the practices. But like I said, this is, I'm here and they're playing, so it's a part time, right?
Right.
So
right.
They knew, but, I didn't have much time for more.
Okay.
And, I just try to help, which I think I help with certain situations. It just, you know, we are in a bad spot right now or else. So it's going to be tough ending of the season.
Well, I wasn't sure if they were calling this morning. You said I'm stuck in traffic, like one of our buddies did before, but you're not even there.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. Legend. I actually got to meet him in New York.
Oh,
so,
cool.
I can't wait.
I wondered if you were going to do that.
No, yeah, no,
boys,
no.
It's traffic.
I was like, if the time wise is going to set, I'm going to be coming. So,
yeah,
I'm here.
That's awesome.
With my buddies and
in
a minivan.
In a minivan.
Yeah. Just driving across the country over here.
Yeah. So I got to kind of going back a little bit. So you just said you're property of Arizona. Now, when that happened, I was thinking, oh boy, this is great for you. You got to go report maybe and then golf a little bit. Yeah. Just hang out in the sun.
Yeah.
But I didn't
go and I didn't report. But I think, everybody kind of know what's the deal there, right?
Yeah.
It's, you know how it is.
Yeah.
I had some talk with Columbus before the trade and we decided to move it this way. So I think, I didn't want to hold Columbus back in the hope that I might be able to come back.
Right.
Which I would try to come back, but it wasn't a guarantee, and obviously they would be in a tough situation. So I had a great time there after I got traded from here. I really enjoyed it, and I finished my last full season. I finished with 62 points, which for me was still pretty good, and that's life.
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, selfishly, I'd love to see you play some more, but I understand.
You know what? I felt like I had 3-4 more years.
I did too.
That melon only takes what it takes. So,
yeah, right.
You got three kids. You got to be thinking about your future a little bit and kind of sit back and recollect on what your future plans at that moment. And I am sure of it that I made the right decision.
Yeah.
Good.
Awesome.
Well, I'm glad you're happy with it.
Yeah. You've been feeling pretty good though.
Yeah. Not bad. You know, my head when I was playing the last 4 or 5 years, like only a few people around me know that I knew that this how it was going to end eventually.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like I already felt it that this, my head wasn't all right. Like at 100% of the times. And, so I pushed it as much as I could, and it got to the point where basically I got a little hit, and not even in the head, just like collide with someone, and I was 2-3 days, I was feeling it. So,
right,
if there was
away,
something else, if there was shoulder or knee, you can manage it somehow, right? If you can still play. But I don't think you want to fuck around with the head, bro.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah.
Seeing you right away pretty much after that last hit there, there was...
Well, there was the thing is, it was a high stick. It was a heavy swing, but it was a high stick, right below my nose. So I finished the game. That was my best game of the year. It was game 11 of the season. That was my best game of the year in Finland. I felt strong. I felt good. I was like, okay, here we go. And then after the next morning, I woke up. I was like, oh my God.
This isn't right.
Scored on that concussion test like 3 times more than I usually do, like because I was really honest with that. And I was like, all right, well, if this is how it's going to go, like I gotta step back and kind of think about what the fuck is next. You know?
Yeah, I remember it was funny. It was pretty random. You guys were over there playing, and I get a phone call at Elvis's practice, and I'm like, Jake's FaceTiming me right now. So you're FaceTiming. I think you were sitting with Elvis Merz Lincoln.
Yeah.
And you guys were having dinner, and you called me to tell me you were doing that crazy talk we do.
Yeah.
And to the guy serving you, you're like, yeah, I need a crust of the three of them. And he's like, what is it called? And you were saying, and I'm like crying, and people around me are like, what does he say? I'm like, you have to know. Yeah. But you'd call me about that, and then next thing I know, you know, obviously, like you said, you got hit, and so, but
you know what's the best thing with that? Like, if you do it to someone genuinely nice, that actually wants to help you out,
yeah,
and like is so shy to like, oh, like say like, what the fuck are you saying?
Yeah.
But if he doesn't, you know, if you don't know him that well and he doesn't know you, and if you do that to him, he doesn't want to like, you know, be offensive,
right,
because
right,
he doesn't understand. So if he, that's they're like panicking every time.
Oh yeah, right.
The best
they're
thing like, is
yeah,
he brought sure, you yeah, something.
Yeah.
You didn't even really say a yeah, real word, yeah, but he brought something to the table
something,
anyway.
Oh my God.
So I was dying, but it's I do it to the kids I work with all the time, and they just
you gotta have that laugh.
Our buddy Kaz, who's in a band and does a lot of our embroidery work, I did it to him one day, and I think I have it on video. And he's looking at me, and he's like, he's a real nice guy, and he's like, "Wait, what? Say it again." Yeah. And so I finally start laughing. He goes, dude, I thought I was having a stroke, man. Yeah, right. I didn't know what you were doing.
That's funny, though.
But going back to Columbus, you said you enjoyed your time there. Before you got traded there, did you have an idea you were going to go back to Columbus? Or was
no, I had no clue. Okay. I had no clue. I was fishing with my nephew. And I was fishing with my nephew, and I didn't have my phone on me. Over the last week of that prior, I was always checking my phone because I knew it was coming, right? I just didn't know where. So that was because it was a draft, right? It was around draft. So, you know, shit's going down there. And so I just put it aside for like a couple hours. And I look at it for like phone calls, messages, like, welcome back. Oh, my God. Like, guys that I used to play with, like, you know, still from the organization, like, people all over the city, right, in Columbus. I cannot believe this is happening. You're coming back. No fucking way. like crazy, like, amount of love from all over.
Yeah.
The fucking rink, ex-players, coaches, like, just crazy. And then, obviously, you know, some heartwarm messages from teammates and the people that, like, great voicemail from Homer I had. I listened to it, made me teared up a little bit, you know, and it was it was bittersweet. You know what I mean?
Right,
you know how it is.
Sure,
been
right,
somewhere for 10 years. And, so I just turned the page, went to Columbus, and, you know,
like
they were
said,
they were there like, Jakey, you take over. So I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So I did.
That's you sure did.
That's great. Yeah, it must have been nice to go back there. I mean, of all places you could go, to go back to somewhere you're from.
Yeah, it was, you know, I knew everything there.
Yeah.
So I know some things changed.
Right.
But I knew, you know, I knew Jarmo a little bit, Kekalainen, from 2015 All-Star Game, because me and G crashed the Columbus Blue Jackets party that night. That was on Thursday night when we got there. And actually, we had some... he told me, I was like, do you remember that? Like, we charged that party, and he was like, yeah, I remember, you know, with his voice. You were hitting on my wife. I was like, what? So Yarmo told me that. I was
Come on.
Oh my God. Like, and I remember, you know, we had this conversation at the Rick Nash's, like, jersey retirement party. So we were a couple of beers deep, both of us. We had a great time. And so his wife was there too, as well. A lovely lady. And so he was telling me this story, and I was already buzzed up a little bit. So I was like, Jarmo, and you still brought me back here. Is there, is there something behind that? Or should I, like, what should I expect? He will start crying, laughing, and we had a good laugh about
that's
it.
Awesome.
But yeah, so like I said, it's those relationships that you create that stays forever, right?
Yeah.
It, sure. If you play 1,100 games, 1,300 games down the road, it's just a career, you know?
Yeah.
But like those memories, that friendship that you make, and like you are remembered as one of the like great teammates that, you know, always backed up, you know, anyone. That's what I cared for, and that's I feel it right now, you know, every time I show up somewhere, how am I treated? So
I loved seeing you were at the game the other night, and the crowd gave you a great ovation, which you deserve, obviously. It's funny, like when I was I had to leave, you and you know, it was a bunch of guys, but you were the main guy that checked on me a lot, and you always looked after me. So
yeah, you earned it.
Appreciate that. But man, so leading up to that trade, I can't. It's been a few years, but had you asked, or was it just kind of like, hey, it's just about time. Maybe I should move on.
Listen, like me and AB didn't. We had a really complicated relationship, right?
Yeah.
Like I felt like I had a good year. That COVID year when we got stopped, we were buzzing.
Oh boy!
And I had a good playoffs, which he told me as well. And then basically after that he told me I'm not a spring chicken anymore. And then because of my all success is because of Coots, right? That's basically what he said.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck you. Like in my head, right? Like I didn't tell him that. I was like, that's weird.
Yeah.
So we had a tough year after that, right?
Right.
That COVID year, you couldn't go anywhere. You were locked in your house. I lost about 20 pounds. That year.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was here by myself. My family was back home because Marquetta was having a baby. We were having a baby. She was born in February, and they couldn't come over here because of COVID, so I didn't see them until May. So I was kind of homesick and everything. Right. I was losing weight. It was just an annoying year all over. You know, you weren't winning. And still, under those circumstances, I look at it like that. I was still leading the team in points.
Right.
So, fuck, I'm doing something right. Like, don't tell me. Like, and, you know, it's not always fucking my fault. Come on. Exactly. Like, fucking.
Yeah, right. No, for sure.
So, by March, I think I had to sit down with Chuck. And I was like, listen, I don't think this is going anywhere, to be honest. I think, you know, it's time to move on for your side, for my side.
Yeah.
It just, like, AB signed for 5 years, you know. Like,
yeah.
And the nail in the coffin. So I kind of knew I was on the move. So the last game was very emotional, right? We played Jersey at home. I had thoughts all over the place, you know, looking out the locker room. You know, it's your probably last game with them. So it's hard, emotionally fucking hard. And this guy comes in the locker room and he say, okay, it's some last game for, you know, this team like that. So I was on a second line or third line, second line probably with someone, with Hazy and JBR or someone, I can't remember. And Ghost was at the third D pair, and then he started me with G and Cool just for one shift, and he started Ghost with someone too.
Oh.
So we just look at each other. We're like, "All right, you know, like this is it." But like to like kind of throwing at you like that.
Yeah.
So I was gone that whole game. I was gone, and I couldn't even say bye to guys after the game because I was flying right away.
Yeah.
So I was like, I gotta get home. I gotta see my daughter. I haven't seen her yet. And even after I got home, seriously, I'm not kidding. I got home, done my haircut, whatever. I shaved my beard a little bit.
Yeah.
I do after every season. The people were coming up to me like worrying, like, are you sick? Is something wrong with you?
Oh, jeez.
That's how skinny I was.
Wow. Yeah.
And then even that, I finished, you know, I was up in a scoring race on the team. And it's always, there was always something. I think I was just an easy target for those people. And, you know, I didn't like that very much.
No, I don't blame you. I watched you and obviously for a lot, most of your years here, and you worked your bag off, and you're a leader in the room, on the ice, you played everything like
just,
that.
You know, I think I was a leader, and I always wanted the best for teammates.
Yeah.
It just, I was never showing off of that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there was a camera in the room. I just sat down because
it was mine.
I don't need it to be, like, recorded or, you know, like.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
I have my privacy. It's my fucking privacy.
Yeah, exactly.
How I act towards the other guys. So,
yeah, for sure.
You know how some guys are.
But
like
just different type of leadership, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's so
you know, there's a camera in the room and they're like, all right, guys, let's go. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Let's work hard. You know, like, let's do what coach said. Let's fucking do it. You know? Just sit down, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Wait for the camera to leave and they then talk.
Right.
Or coach is coming at 8:30. You got 8:45, 1 o'clock. And, you know, some guys in the locker room, all right, boys, play hard, skate hard. Like,
walking in, right?
And then he shows up, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect time.
Those are the guys that are sitting in the locker room, and then when a coach is saying something, they're like,
yeah.
You know, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like those guys?
Of course.
I'm looking around, like,
yeah.
Like, process it, get the information, and then do it. Usually, those guys that did this, they never fucking done it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, it's funny, Jake, because, like, I have all these memories come up on my phone and stuff, and we were talking about this before you got here, and I was going to ask you about your overall time in Philly, which I think you really enjoyed, but maybe your favorite year. The more I look back, the 2010 was an unreal year, going to the finals, but 2012 was one of my most
I think
favorite
it sticks with you because you memorable. Had we had Jags on a team.
Yeah. Mm.
That was a big him coming back. That was a big wow moment.
Yeah.
And that series against Pittsburgh. I think those two things playing in that in your head with that because it's such a memorable thing that you never forget. That's why you have those good memories, you know.
Yeah.
That's normal. With me, it's obviously that as well. My first year here, I had a great time. Fuck, overall. And but I think my best hockey, you wouldn't believe it, best hockey on two occasions. I played 2013, 2014.
Yeah.
That was when I look at some highlights, like I was like, fuck yeah. I hurt my back last game of the preseason. And I was playing with a hurt back for first 12, 13 games. Yeah. That's when Labby got fired. Remember?
Yes, yes.
Chief took over.
Chief took over, yep.
And G couldn't score the first 17, 18 game.
Yeah.
And he was in a race for MVP. But after that, after I got my back good, like we just took off.
Yeah.
And that hockey, and we lost in game 7 and against
Rangers
2-1, right?
So exactly.
So, but like, that was my best. And another best hockey that I think I played was the until about January of 2016, 2017 after World Cup.
Okay,
Those time spans I remember the most for me as a, like, how I was dominant on the ice.
Yeah.
Like, I still remember that. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. That's true.
10 years, no coincidence there. I mean, you know, like you can't squeeze 10 years out of a city,
especially in Philly. You know, especially in Philly, they don't give you anything for free, which is, you know what, you want that. You fucking, you know, sometimes obviously because, you know, you bitch back sometimes. You know what? You fucking get in a fight, whatever. Yeah. That's part of it.
Yeah.
But you know, I couldn't be more happy for my 10 years to spend it, like in Philly,
sure.
Because it's. For me, it's my second home, and 10 years is 10 years, and I'm glad I was part of that.
Yeah, no doubt. You mentioned Coots there a little bit. Coots gets named captain of the Flyers.
Yeah, I texted him that it's a big honor.
Yeah.
To
be
sure.
Captain Flyers with when you look at all the names and prior,
sure.
And so I texted that I'm really happy for him, and I'm happy that I could be part of that for a long time.
Yeah.
And I think he replied. Thanks. I definitely learned from Jakey Voracek a lot. So it made me happy too, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Call him the answer.
Yeah.
He got answer for fucking everything. And everything is all set. And then he has to find something to fucking like talk about or fucking come up with some different idea. I'm like, just shut the fuck up. God damn it. It's this way. You know that. Like, yeah, but, you know, I think.
Reinventing the wheel?
No, but he's a smart guy.
I love Coots.
I think that's the right decision.
No, I agree.
If that was going to Coots or Laos, I think they would be both pretty good choices.
Yeah, that was great for him.
Go ahead, buddy.
Well, I was just going to bring up, you brought up Jarmo there earlier, and he gets released this morning. I saw that, So
he got released?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We're breaking news here for you.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah.
I know you're tight with him. I thought you.
Yeah, did. Well, it's, you know what? Like, it was about to happen if they are performing the way they are.
Yeah.
At that moment, you know what I mean? I know it's kind of a rebuild, but with signing of Johnny, the expectation went a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you had that miss up with Babcock there. That fucking hurt him too, right?
Yeah.
But Babsy, what? Did you talk to Tommy about that?
Tommy, man, that guy. Fuck. He likes him.
Yeah. He likes him. Loves him.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so that was kind of, you know, the hiccup there. So you knew they had to perform.
Yeah.
Right.
Unfortunately, you know, they couldn't do it. But, you know, he's one of the great guys in the game.
Yeah.
Right? That guy is 100% like... He's a good deal, and you know, like I said, I had a great relationship with him, and unfortunately, you know, they couldn't glue it together there.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, sometimes it's that's how it goes, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy to build a
championship
team. You know? Unless you draft fucking Malkin and Crosby back-to-back years, or Kane and Taves in back-to-back years.
Not that, bad.
Those things helps, you know.
Yeah, it does help for sure. Yeah. Oh, that's.
Were you surprised he survived the Babcock charade?
Yeah. I'm not that kind of guy that if you do some mistake, even in this capacity, that you should get fired. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure it wasn't only his decision. That,
right.
Hey, I'm putting my head on the table. We hiring Babs.
Yeah.
Right.
You know how
it
is.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, he was there for a long time as well.
Yeah, he was. Right.
they had some great years as well. They were going through the rebuild. You know, unfortunately, they couldn't sign Bobrovsky or Panarin, right?
Yeah.
For some reasons. And then, you know, you have to exchange that team. Every organization is going to go through it. Pittsburgh is going to go through it as well.
Yeah, a big time.
Sid and Gino's going to retire, right?
Yeah. I mean, you look at those guys. They're leading them in scoring.
Yeah, Jake. Look at Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kaner is gone. Tase is
pretty much done.
Pretty much done as well. Mm-hmm. So they're doing a rebuild. It's just how it goes.
It's, you know,
the salary cap era, that's how you have to manage it. And unfortunately, you know, some teams win, some teams don't. That's how it is.
Yeah.
Do you are you able to watch much of the NHL? Or
I'm watching scores. I'm watching highlights in the morning. I'm watching Columbus and Flyers.
Okay.
Those two teams. Yeah. So I know where they are at this in standings. I know how they do. Who's scoring? Who's doing well?
Yeah.
And etc. So that's about it. But you know, I keep an eye on it. You know, just a little bit. Not crazy.
What are your thoughts on Flyers and their direction with Danny?
Absolutely stunned.
Yeah.
Not stunned, because it doesn't surprise me that much, because the way I know Jonesy and I know Danny B.
Yeah.
You know, I just met Daniel Ferdy the other night. That's exactly
what they
the
need.
Combo, what I you agree. Were looking for. That's 100%. Exactly the combo that was there when I got here from Mr. Snyder to Clarkie to Homer.
Right.
All the way down.
Just solid, just, you know, that grit there. And they have it in them as well. They have that Flyers passion.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't just show up here and first year in your job say, oh, be a Flyer.
Right.
Like, again, we're talking about AV. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know, you have no fucking idea what does that mean. Be a Flyer.
Right.
You know? Like, just those cliches for public. So public is like, oh, he's good.
Yeah, right.
I fucking Optics. Hate those things.
Yeah.
Optics. That's what I was talking about with the guy in the room with the camera.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
optics. Right. Right.
Optics, yeah.
No. If you have to feel it, you have to go through it. You have to feel it. And I'm sure that the guys are still on the team from when I play with them. Me, G, JVR, Simmer.
Yeah.
We knew what it meant to be a Flyer. We always, you know, we knew it.
Yep.
Just unfortunately, we couldn't find a way to win, like I said. But, you know, they are on the right path with, you know, hopefully they're going to be able to get that Michkov guy over here. Not sure how that's going to end up. Hopefully, you know, it's going to work out. But, you know, they have a good things going. And for them, it's the best thing that could happen for them to have that kind of leadership like in the old days.
Yeah, for sure. Well, they got away from that.
It was since Mr. Snyder died. Let's be honest. You could feel it. You could feel it in the locker room. You could feel it outside. You could feel it at the Flyers' wives' carnival. You could feel it at the signings. You could feel it on the away games. You could just sense it. There is something not clicking, right?
Yeah.
So right now you go there and it's a fucking family.
Yeah.
Yes.
100%.
That's every player that's been here for few years. Riley, you know for sure too. It's a fucking family.
Mm-hmm.
And until you experience that and buy into that, whatever they want to do and they think, you're not going to be part of a family. But if you are part of a family, you're taken care of for life.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the truth, man.
And Torts is the guy, obviously, to kind of recreate the culture within the locker room, right?
I met him for the first time, actually.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I dodged him like a bullet.
Yeah.
I went to Columbus, he went from Columbus. He went to Flyers, like, I was, like, dodging. Yeah. So we actually had a good laugh about it. We talked about 15 minutes. Genuinely nice guy. Hard guy. Straightforward.
Yeah.
But fuck, that's Chief was the same
exactly.
way to me.
That's
when I had
want.
Chief as a coach, he was giving it to me. Like, can you imagine some of the young guys getting the shit I was getting from Chief when he took over? Like, he was hard.
Yeah.
It's fucking one game after the game. I was like, oh, fuck, this is like, is it too much? I was like, go to him. I was like, Chief, like, did I fucking kill your dog or fucking steal your lunch money or something?
Yeah.
He was like, what? He started laughing. He was like, what the fuck are you talking? I was like, well, fucking, you know, just
lay off.
Just a little bit. I can't have too much, but just lay off. He was like, Jake, I just mean this fucking, it's the best thing for you.
Yeah.
You know, I try to push you. I try to give you the fucking best directions. I was like, all right. So there is nothing personal. He was like, fuck no.
No, he loves you.
And then just,
he loves you. It's funny you say that, Jakey. I know you remember. I used to laugh because Lappy, you know how hyper Lappy is. He's an assistant coach at the time. And Jake would come off the ice and he would come right over And he would start saying something, and Jake, like, one night, he's like, Jesus Christ, just give me a second. You know, because he's just out of breath and
shit. Yeah, right? Let me breathe.
He had fucking, you are in a D-zone for a minute and a half. Yeah, your head is spinning. Yeah, you blocked the shot. Yeah. You're hurting. You're just limping off the ice.
There's a guy up to the left
First thing, I want to see fucking Lappy in my fucking ear. I'm like, Lappy, just
make sure you get that puck out, Jakey.
Hey, Jakey, you got to do. I was like, just give me a sec, man. Come on, please.
So, and you got the guy that used to sit to the left just chirping. He used to turn around and say, shut the fuck up. Yeah. But what happened was, so Jakey's like, give me a second. So then Lappy, it was so great. Jake would come off the ice and Lappy would just stand there. And then all of a sudden, Jake would be like, okay. You didn't even have to say anything. You'd be like, okay. And then Lappy would start talking to him. Right. It was so funny. You gotta
respect that.
Oh, it was great. That's so funny. It used to make me laugh. And we talked about this before when you first came on. It was, 3 years ago when you were still here. And it used to be almost comical. Sometimes I'd have to put the towel up. The power play, our power play was unreal with you and Simmer and G and everything, you know. And you guys would just be going at it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, because you didn't like each other, just because, you know, this or that, whatever. And then you go out and score, everybody's hugging, come back, good fucking job.
Yeah, no, right. That's the thing. We had high expectations.
Yes. Yes,
so we didn't want to level down.
Right.
Because as soon as you do it, you have trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what happened? First power play, all right, we didn't get in first time. We get in, bad shot, block shot, bad pass, clear, change. So we're sitting on the bench. We're like,
losing it.
We're like, fucking, can you believe that fucking guy? Like, whatever. Like, right? Like, with someone, like, so me and Simmer, or me and G, or whatever, or Dam against me. Yeah. What the fuck is he doing? Is he fucking, is he in there fucking? Is he mentally in the game? For fuck's sake. So we go out for a second power play, right? So that was a little better, but no goal, no result, no pressure, nothing. We come off the ice, we just start fucking snapping it. Like, full-on fucking brawl almost on a bench. Like, me, G, Simmer, just going at it always. Fucking, why don't you go stand in front of the fucking net? Hey, yeah, I'll go there. You want to go around the half wall? All right, go ahead. Yeah. Like, shit like that. So then we went on the third power play.
And scored.
We scored.
Yeah.
We got to the locker room. We just started crying. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. You know, like, just after having a beer in the pool.
Yeah, right.
You're just fucking, like, thinking about those. And like I said, those are the memories.
They are.
Remember those.
Yeah, for sure, man.
You gotta appreciate those competitive moments. I don't think many fans understand like how bad you guys want it. You know, they're like fucking yelling, shoot the puck, and all this other stuff, and you guys are like actually building strategy around how to get proper shots.
Yeah, exactly. Like, especially on that power play, it's about the sink sometimes, right? So you feel when some guy isn't there, let's say mentally, whatever. Right. Like when you tell him, "Hey, listen, we're gonna do this," and then he's there one step, like half a second later,
right?
Then you need him to. You're like, "Hey, sharp it up here." You know what I mean? Like, fucking reset something. Let's fucking do it. And we got to the point where whatever we set on a bench, it could take 10 seconds to just explain. Everybody knew what their role was.
Yeah.
That's what you want from your power play. You just say, we're going to do this. We practice it. We're going to do this. And you know about that timing. And when that started clicking, you just do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That was before that stoppage. What we did with that power play, when you look at the last 10 games before the COVID hit.
Yeah.
What we did on a power play, it was outrageous.
Yeah.
We were just fucking, that was crazy.
Well, you're the hottest team in the league. I mean, that even going into the bubble after that break, you rolled right through the first three games. Because we played hockey. Yeah.
We played hockey. Then we, for some reason, we just changed the strategy of how we played. And, you know, instead of beating Canadiens 4-0 or, let's say, 4-1 when one game slipped away.
Right.
You play six hard games against them for no reason.
Yeah.
And you know it's going to be hard playing the Islanders.
That's exactly. And then we took them to the game seven with that brand. And you know, I hit the post in the game seven and right, like, first shift of the game, I think. And you know how it is. Then you start thinking a little bit, fucking thoughts start creeping in your head. You're like, okay, fuck. You know, is this how it's going to go then tonight? And then they score one, they score two. And
It's funny you talk about shoot. Did you see JVR's response on our post?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Is Jake yelling shoot on the power play? Yeah. I was crying when I read that.
JVR's got such a good sense of humor.
Yes, he does. He's
that dry, dark humor.
Yeah.
Just let it out there and just, you don't get it right away maybe, and then it hits you like you fucking idiot.
As soon as I think Baller sent it to me. I don't know where I was, but I didn't. You know, they do the all our social media, so I didn't see it. So he sent me a screenshot and circled JVR, and I'm like, oh my God, that's great. But I was telling the story the other day. If I don't know if you remember, we went back to Columbus, and it had, I mean, obviously you've been with us for a while. This was like one of my, it may have been my last year, next to last year, but for some reason, there's this guy sitting to the left of the bench, and he's got his beautiful little daughter with her. She's about 10, wearing a Jake jersey. Yeah. Yeah. And this guy's relentless. And for him to not say anything for two periods, when a guy's like, just, he kept going, you, Voracek, you traitor, you traitor. And I'm like, look at him.
And his daughter's wearing the jersey?
Yeah, and she's like, I felt so bad for her because she loved Jake. Like, yeah. You could tell Jake was her favorite player, right? And finally, Jake had it off after two periods. He turns around and goes, you guys fucking traded me. What the fuck are you talking about? You traded me. How am I a traitor?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And then he goes, I'm sorry, sweetheart. He said,
your dad is a fucking idiot. Yeah,
he said, your dad's a fucking idiot.
God, did I laugh.
Man.
But I was holding, I was holding back because
you were
of
so
her.
So good because of
her. And then I just
just let her by.
He wouldn't stop. It was unbelievable. Oh man.
Fucking Columbus fan episode. So I end up having one of the longer nights in Columbus night before the game. It happens about twice a year, three times a year. For old school guys, you guys know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. It doesn't happen very often anymore. But I had a longer night in Columbus. So for the game, we actually won an OT, I think. Thank God. But
because we came in from Pitt.
We played back to back. I'm on a bench to play in our D zone on the left side in the third period. And Lapi yells, right. Like something covered on the right side. So I'm sitting on a bench. So I jumped over. We got on the puck. I'm going for a breakaway. They blew the whistle, too many men. So I look, I was like, fuck.
Well, you know, I don't know if I told you this. He turned and looked at me. He goes, what the fuck happened? And I'm like, what? Because the funny part about it, I would have never said that, but you brought it up. So we're at his buddy's bar in Columbus, right? Yeah. Everything's fine. But we got an early start because we played early, went to dinner. So I had met your friend at the World Cup.
In
2016. So I would always go to that place because it's a fun place. So I see Jakey, and it's like fairly early, 11:30, 12 for most guys. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, that's an early bedtime. You know that. So he's like, Nasty Bear, I'll see you tomorrow. You know, I'm like, okay. So I hang out. I don't see him, right? So they have this cool little spot where you just go through a door, and there's another bar, but they only invite, like, some people because it's – you can't be open late.
Right.
So I'm in there and I'm like talking to some people hanging out and I swear I hear something. I think this sounds like fucking Jakey. I look over. He's fucking at the end of the bar. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, let me go. I'm like, oh no. We didn't have a morning skate.
So you were able to sleep in. It was just weird
it
timing.
Happens.
With that too many men on the ice, it was just weird timing, you know.
It was bad timing.
You should see the players, like they stopped, they having a party. I was like, what?
What's going on?
I'm open. Fuck, why he doesn't want to give it to me? Too many men, I looked around. We kill it.
You said Lappy.
I'm like, fuck you, Lappy. Shut the fuck up.
Trying to blame Lappy. Oh, that was great, man. I know. I miss those days. And you dancing, and I always tell, what? Jake's so strong. Like, what's he do? I said, he does about 10 jumps with a thing and then sings.
Yeah, I was saying.
And play a little soccer.
Yeah, a little bit soccer. Just fucking a couple deadlifts and then the all-out fucking Bruce or some old 80s rock or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, just tape the stake, like use a little guitar. Just mentally getting ready for the game. Because it's a battle, right? You go into the 2.5 hour battle with your mind.
Yeah.
And I think what the people or some players forget still, like because they are so hard on themselves.
Yeah.
That it's hard to do it night in and night out.
Yeah.
You're playing fucking 15, 16 games a month in March. Like you have to just like reconnect or disconnect from what's going to come, right? And then it comes. And then you have your free mind to do stuff on the ice, to think about the game, think about the situation. But if you're always in stress and always like, I have to do this, it's not the right way, I think.
Expand on that, because I'm fascinated with like the mindfulness and the mindset piece of this. Like, because a lot of young kids, to your point, they're their own worst enemy. Not even just kids, but we all become our own worst enemy. So like, part of what you're saying is like you're staying loose and disconnecting from thinking about the creative game.
I believe myself so much that I knew even if I was struggling, when I was struggling, I was hit hard. And you thinking about it sometimes, you can just get rid of it.
Yeah.
But you know, I always knew that it was going to turn. No matter how bad I played or no matter how much I struggled, I knew eventually I was going to be back to myself.
Yeah.
Right.
So I was always, that helped me be loose because I always knew every single year that happened. So it's really important to have that mind. That's why I'm not a big fan of people skating so much over the summer.
Right.
Because you got to disconnect from that.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a big part of your life from, let's say August, mid-August, from my standpoint, until May, June, whatever. That's mm-hmm. your mindset, right? So you have to disconnect. If you don't do it, it just wears you down like mentally, and then you are, you know, then you need pills to sleep, and then you need somebody to talk to, and just everything just start like be harder and harder.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be. Mm-hmm. You always have to enjoy those little things around. Like the locker room, the guys, the family, Flyers, the dinners on the road, have a good laughs, have a good stories, play hard, work hard together. And everything, when you combine it, that's how you can have a long and successful career, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you got to have fun with it, right? It is a game.
Have to. You have to.
You got to get out of your head, because I think if you're in
it. You play hockey for memories.
That's it.
You play hockey to win, 100%. You want to win. Every time you step on the ice, if you program like that, you want to win. No matter what game, preseason, playoffs, regular season, whatever it is. You want to win the game. But along that way, you got to create those memories and those friendships, because that's what's going to last.
That's it.
Your hockey career is done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can fucking hang your skates up on the rooftop somewhere and be done. But those
memories,
when you come somewhere, that's what counts.
Yeah. And I think, too, like, to your point is, like, enjoying the little things that aren't the game. Like, it's enjoying the pregame, right? It's, like, it's not being so tight and stiff where you're not enjoying the experience of that part of
exactly.
it, right?
Exactly. It's like I said, I know everybody's different and everybody has a different approach to things. That's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I haven't stretched. I'm not saying the other guys couldn't stretch. I'm just saying if you stretch too much, you are more versatile to get hurt.
Yeah.
That's what I used to say to him. You ever try stretching it? I'll get fucking hurt, Nasty. He liked his legs tight, eh? Like, because you felt like you were stronger.
Like, that's why I was so strong. I stretched one summer. I stretched. I was like, all right, everybody's stretching. I'm going to start stretching. You know, I'm getting older. We'll see. I fucking got on the ice in training camp. My strides were off. Like, I was falling down in battles. I never fall down when I was...
Right.
I never fell down. I always...
You weren't Voracek down.
No. I was fucking like the other guy, eh? Fuck. That's how I liked it. And I never pulled anything. I never missed a game with anything that pulled.
Hmm.
Never.
Yeah, that's true.
You're a specimen.
Crazy. The fucking Brad Larson, the ex-coach of Columbus. I got knee on knee by Foligno. The first year in Columbus back.
Yeah.
Like, I was coming full speed, 5-on-6, just going through the middle, just cut through the middle, and he just sticks his legs out and full speed and stopped me on a dime. He got me in a Charlie horse. I thought my leg just fucking shattered, like, into the million pieces.
Oh.
Yeah, and then, so that was really painful. Fucking, I played the next day.
Come on.
Yeah, I played the next game. Like, it was like, and they asked him, he was like, how is that possible that Jake is, like, ready to go? Nothing happens. And he was like, I don't know, because he doesn't stretch. I don't know. He doesn't stretch. He likes his beers after the game. And, you know, he's a unicorn. Yeah. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
It's a unicorn.
That's what he said in a press conference.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's great. Oh, man.
So that's how I had it. And, you know, like I said, everybody's different.
That's great.
That is wild. Yeah. Talk about your former teammate Wayne Simmons. I mean, you talked about him earlier, but he's kind of on the cusp of maybe retiring.
No, I think he announced it.
Well, he said, I'm done, but I haven't officially retired.
Yeah, because he still has a contract, right?
Oh, okay. Okay,
right. So
okay.
He's done, but he's, yeah.
I think he's still on the contract.
Oh, so. I see. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that makes sense.
He was supposed to come to town a couple weeks ago.
For the alumni. Alumni.
Yeah. Yeah. And they couldn't get coverage.
He asked me
kids.
If I'm coming. I was like, fuck, I don't even know where my gear is.
Yeah. Could have got you some gear.
Yeah. And, yeah, one day I'll come here for a game.
Could have used some speed out there.
Yeah, so I, you know, just Ultimate Warrior. I think he missed that contract like about year and a half maybe.
Yeah.
He was a little bit off there, you know, and he got to the point where I think he was breaking down a little bit, obviously, with the way he played. Oh, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
So he started like a little slowing down. And I think if he signed just before that,
right,
still pretty good, long term, whatever, he would still get it. But he waited because he thought it was just some kind of struggle or something, and then it just kept going. That's normal, right?
Yeah.
It just happens. And so, unfortunately, like, he had a great career, though.
Yeah, about man.
That. He could have made more money. He could have made, I would say, if he signed a little bit early, he could have made about $20 million, $5 million more,
yeah,
in my opinion. But like I said, so, you know, he's not the first guy that did that or missed that, right? So it's, I think he's comfortable. He's got three kids. He's one of my best friends.
Yeah, he's a great man.
We were roommates.
Great man.
He's up there.
Yeah,
for sure.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Agreed. Warrior.
He'll be just fine.
Yeah.
In his next chapter of his life.
He's really smart too.
Like yeah.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
He exactly knows what I'm talking about when I say family and everything.
Yeah.
Like me and him, we were like this. So
yeah.
I'm glad to could be part of that.
Yeah.
Have you heard from Raffle? Heard from Rafi?
He plays in Lausanne.
Yeah, I know. But I know.
I used to have a stake in on that team.
Like, oh, no way. Yeah, I know that. Okay, okay.
Percentage with Peter for a little bit until he got canned. and so he's not part. We are not part of it anymore. But Peter brought him to Lausanne.
He did, okay.
Yeah, and he's a captain, I think.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's one of those guys.
God's a funny motherfucker, boy. God almighty, man.
Good old Rafi.
Man, when you and him sat beside each other in lots, just if you could just hear these three going at it, God, I used to laugh.
The things that fucking came out of his mouth. Oh. you're like looking at him, you're like... And he's smart. He meant it as a joke to like kind of make you think, whatever. But you're like looking at him, you're like, fucking really? Like, are you that serious with him?
Oh, was he funny, man. Wow, great guy. Good memories, like you said, man. Those are some of my favorite years, for sure.
Exactly.
For sure. Well, buddy, we wish you all the luck. This is amazing.
I appreciate it, guys. Good, thank you.
Get some good video and stills of this, man. This should blow up. I hope it does for you because it's awesome.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And we appreciate the studio audience too.
Oh, yeah. Boys come in.
That's awesome, man. That's great. Right. You got to come join us, fans of Philly. Swing by for one quick one.
Fucking one quick one.
Yeah. It
depends how many are deep I'm going to be by that time.
Well, if you got that van, you'll be okay.
Right? That van. You can just fucking get in the back.
That's awesome, buddy. We appreciate you. Thanks for taking the time, buddy.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me, guys. Always a pleasure. And next time, I'll see you. We'll do it again.
Big thank you to our friend Jake Voracek.
Could talk to him all day.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
We got a 3.0 setup ready.
I know. Well, maybe in 3 years.
Yeah, right.
He'll be back. But with these models of the stadiums, they're amazing, man. Like, I think they're going to do well with that.
I think so, too. Yeah, it's a unique piece of memorabilia. Yeah. That, you know, I have never seen anywhere else.
Like he said, what a, I didn't think of it until he said it. Obviously, they've thought about it, but what a, like, a great gift for, like, a, like, you know, 500 game, 1,000th game, anything like that. Like, it's really, really cool.
Yeah, I think he's going to do well.
Yeah.
Nice to see him back in the area.
Yes. It's good to see him the other night at the game and the crowd, yeah, you know, that was fun. And he did the old heart sign. I should have got him for that, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of, but it was great. Great to see him. Appreciate it.
Appreciate his energy and his enthusiasm and just his, I guess you say looseness, silliness.
Yeah.
You know, he's a goofy, fun, awesome guy, you know.
He is one of the best people to have around if you're going out, going to a party, anything, wedding. The guy thinks he can sing. We brought it up before.
Yeah.
He's an absolutely horrendous singer.
He's got confidence.
But he's
confident. Stage presence.
And he can dance.
Oh, yeah.
His ankles look like they're breaking, he's actually amazing when he dances. So.
Oh, man.
Love him, man. Just a great guy. He's always treated me like gold.
And yeah.
Really looked after me while he was here. So love that guy so much.
Yeah, great to see him.
Yep.
Making some time for us, Nast.
Yes, he did.
It was really nice jam schedule.
And his buddies probably didn't understand a word we were saying. Actually, I think they did, but probably not as well as him.
Yeah.
But I appreciate them taking the time in their big van.
No doubt.
That they got from Joey Verano.
Yeah.
So I think it's probably that time, Rex.
It is that time, Nast.
You do? You think it is?
Well, I know.
For what?
For Clear Questions.
Oh, it's brought to you by clearrum.com.
Oh,
Go to clearrum.com/shop. Get 35% off. Use code NASTY2023. PA residents only.
That's right.
Get on it.
I know you have.
Oh, I have a lot. I'm out again.
Yeah, it's pretty bare around here.
When it's that good, it's that good.
That's right.
They know what they're doing.
All right, we're ready.
All right, boys, starting us off here, we got Pete Stink.
Ooh, stinky.
Over on Twitter. He asked, is Lawton going to get moved? And if so, is the first round pick in return an exaggeration?
Great question.
It is a great question. I think, in my opinion, so many people do want him that I don't think that's an exaggeration.
I agree. Yeah, he's a sought-after guy going into playoffs and I mean, he's a depth guy. Play in essentially
you can
any
kind of
position.
Plug him in, exactly.
Move him up, move him down. He's satisfied where he's at. He's a good leader. He's consistent. You know what you're going to get from him. He competes. So naturally, when you talk about depth going into the playoffs, competing for a Stanley Cup, he's the ideal guy. So,
yeah.
I mean, I love Lots. I would hate to see
him
go.
Yeah,
I know.
I don't want to see him go.
But, I mean, at this point of the game, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if he's gone. I don't know what they're going to get in return, but yeah, if the demand is that high, first rounder might be not that far off.
That's what I think, just because, like you said, the demand, and Baller brought that up earlier, but when you got that many teams that want him, probably someone's going to throw a first round pick in there. But I selfishly don't want him to go anywhere because of the year they're having. But I know it's a business, and like we talked about, Torch had said a couple weeks ago, like, can't fall in love, but it's hard not to fall in love with a guy like him.
I know.
That's a great question. I don't think it's an exaggeration.
That's just
my opinion.
Good question.
Over on Instagram, we got Greg Bond. Will there ever be another dynasty in the NHL?
I think so. Why the hell not, right?
Some point.
Yeah, at some point. It's so hard. You just have to hammer your first picks back-to-back years, and those guys, you know, become elite, and then you build around them. And I don't see why not. You know, it's happened. How many times
in
the last, I guess, 10 years, 15 years, I mean, between the Penguins, the Blackhawks, the LA Kings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those teams drafted well and built, obviously, their core around those two or three franchise guys, so you just got to hammer those picks. I mean, Chicago, you know, if they hammer another pick or two.
Yeah, with
you
know, Bedzie.
You build around Bedzie and get some pieces there. But you need that pillar in place.
Right.
You need two of them. You need a Batman and Robin. None of those teams have won, but just a Batman.
No.
I don't think it's too far off, but you got to draft well.
Yeah, you have to hammer
those picks.
Sometimes it comes down to, we've said it before, you could get a third round pick that ends up being a franchise guy.
Yeah.
You just don't know. But I think there will be at some point.
Yeah. I mean, and if it didn't mention Tampa,
Tampa,
really, how did I forget them?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the most recent one.
Yeah.
And they very well could have been that. To me, going back to even when I was coaching the Phantoms, still coaching the Phantoms, they were kind of building that dynasty way back when John Cooper was the head coach of the Norfolk Admirals.
Yes.
You know, like, it was cultivated within the drafting, and they just kept drafting and nailing the picks. Like, these guys all came players, and they all became huge parts of the team. And you think of the success that team's had.
Yeah.
How many years has that been now? You know,
it's so crazy.
I don't see, for sure. I mean, it's definitely possible. It just takes time to build dynasty.
We got one more. Matt Stern over on IG.
Sternzy.
Would you ever consider recording a podcast in front of a live audience?
Well, glad you asked.
We would love to do that.
We'd love to. We talk about this all the time. We've had some opportunities, and some of them haven't really panned out, but we want to do it right.
Yes.
You know, and...
We
want to do it right.
Yeah.
So absolutely, we've explored it. We've talked about it. I think it's just a matter of time.
Yeah. I do too.
It will happen.
It will happen.
Right circumstances, right opportunities. It will happen. So
yes, for sure.
Great question. That's a wrap.
That's it.
Clear questions in the books. Can you believe it? Jeez.
Another one.
What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? It's a long time.
Have to pack her in for the week.
Hey, pack her in.
Rest till next week.
Yep, and get ready for you. Better rest. I don't want any excuses. I don't want to see you snoozing on the bus.
No snoozing
on the way,
dude. I am. Ready.
I've been ready. Flow state.
You better believe it.
We got to get Baller in flow state.
Oh, yeah.
Keep those garage beers out of his hand until we get there.
Yeah.
Because I want this guy to be able to get the shit on fucking video.
Oh, yeah.
Video.
We gotta hammer this one home.
Yeah, we will. It's going to be awesome.
Looking forward to it.
Yes.
Be sure to subscribe, like, comment, ask us some questions. Hopefully we'll see you on Saturday at the Stadium Series, fans of Philly.
And then on Wednesday.
And then on Wednesday at 5 Iron. Until next week for episode 148. Stay safe, knuckleheads.
Yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.